we just get to see what happens. Why don't you just relax? As we always say, have that trust and faith in God. And we've talked about that, that whatever you do, place yourself in His hands, that trust and faith. Even as a little baby is in his mother's hands, and is quite secure and safe. So you can let yourself relax in that canopy of quiet and peaceful and still. It's okay.
There are more here today.
Yes, there are more. You remember the other physician that sat in with us one time, some time ago, Dr. Templeton. I think he spoke very briefly with you. I believe this is Jane.
Yes.
Jane, it's good to hear from you again. Is it easier for you to hear?
I do recall.
Is it easier for you to be here today than it was the last time you were here? You appear to have more strength today.
I am more accustomed.
Do you feel comfortable at this moment to share some thoughts with us? Perhaps to Dr. Templeton, since he has not heard from you in some time. And last time you had a very deep conversation with Dr. Ballin, the alienist, as you would call it. There may be some things that you would want to share now that we did not have the opportunity to do the last time we spoke together. We enjoyed your prayer that you had said before you left last time, and we had talked about it extensively, and we thought it was a beautiful prayer. Would you like to repeat it again today for Dr. Templeton, for us again? It was so beautiful. We'd love to hear to start this communication with that prayer.
Perhaps it would be better to do that at the end.
If it pleases you.
Before I leave.
Would that be more pleasing to you to do that then?
I believe so.
Share with us, Jane. Still perplexing to me anyway as to the purpose and the reason for all of this. We have talked about councils. We have talked about areas of existence that we don't necessarily know, but have some form of an inkling or an intuition about. Perhaps you may want to share, and to, without us being too zealous, but enough to be inquisitive.
Have you then reflected on the conversation?
Yes, we have, considerably so. There's many perplexing things that we do think about. Such as, for example, we hear the council, we have no idea as to what the council is, what purposes it serves, or can we talk with the council, what messages that they may have for us. Who do they represent? We term them as they, and yet not knowing they as a mystery.
You speak of those who counsel me?
Yes.
You speak of them as if they were the only counselors, and that is not true.
Let me clarify. I think there's some confusion here, Henry. As I understand it, Jane, this is Dr. Bauman.
Yes.
Henry and you are talking in parallel terms, but there's something I think neither of you have been aware of in your communications. You have counselors which personally give you assistance as you need counseling, as you request. When Mr. Prokop used the word counsel, I don't think he's aware that you're not talking about a council. We were told that there is a council that is overseeing something that's happening here at these offices. And I don't think he's aware.
I did not tell you that.
That's right. See, you're saying...
Let me clarify this. What I said that she, Jane, what I was saying, maybe I made myself not understood, is that you were saying that you have a council and counselors.
No, no.
Counselors that...
Four counselors
that counsel you.
That is true.
This is the ones that I am referring to as the... As I posed a question before.
But that's not the counselor.
No, no. That's the question.
That you didn't ask.
Okay. Well, the four counselors then that are counseling you, and what purpose do they have in
their purpose is to counsel those of us to whom they are responsible.
But are they, these four counselors who are counseling you,
they counsel others as well.
Is their counsel also meant to counsel us through you?
They may do this if they decide that that should be done. That is not their primary purpose.
Would you know their primary purpose?
Their primary purpose is to counsel others like myself.
Did they, these four counselors, have they facilitated this happening between Jane and myself originally when she came through? Or is this something that you yourself, as Jane, had decided to do?
Did they help me? Is that what you wish to know?
Yes. Or did they direct you to do this? Were you directed to come to speak with us? Or did you choose of your own free will, as Jane Tweed, to speak to us through Anne? But I'm interested to know whether there is a...
I requested to speak of my death in the beginning.
Your request was to the counselor?
That I may speak to a true person, if you recall. When that was accomplished, they requested that I continue the conversation as long as she were willing to do this. And they will tell me if it is to be discontinued. If they have a definite purpose, I do not know that. I have gained much in understanding since the beginning, but that was not the only purpose. It was not only for myself, nor for her, nor for your benefit, but perhaps some of each.
Jane, we have seen that growth in you, and certainly we have experienced that growth. We've seen the close working relationship between you and your counselors. We have seen the overwhelming positive way that you're able to relate to us in gentleness and kindness, which I'm sure is a reflection of yourself and a reflection of your counselors. You are one of a number of souls who have died and who wanted to speak and have been permitted to speak to us. We were told by other group of counselors that there was a council overseeing this entire program, and we were trying to understand whether there was a linkage between the various people who came in and talked to us, or whether it was just coincidental. And it appears that the individual souls who talk to us are not necessarily told of the overall plan, and we didn't want it to be presumptive. And when Mr. Prokop, when Henry talked about the council, it was a little bit confusing to you insofar as counselors, which you have, and an overseeing council, even above your counselors, which are overseeing a general communication process.
There are those to whom my counselors go. That is true.
That was one part we didn't talk about here. I have not explained the entire hierarchy of how this is established, and that was a deficiency in our part, but it's done that way so that each can explore and discern how that setup works, you see, how it works.
I do not understand set up.
A set up. There is a system from above you, through your counselors and through the individuals who come in and talk with us. And we are veiled out here of the overall organization. And it's become very clear to me that the organization in your dimension is similar to the ones we have here, only it is such a beautiful organization and such a cooperative organization. If I could just have one little bit of the gentleness that your counselors have to relate to this earth, it would be a blessing to me and those around.
There must be cooperation, of course, or nothing could be accomplished. I think that perhaps you have more understanding than you realize. It is true that, how could I say this? If someone had asked me when I lived in the mountains. What is life on earth like? I would have been able to relate to them. I would have given an answer, and it would have been true as from my view. If you asked the same question, you would have a different answer, but it would also be true. If someone 100 years in the future were to be asked the same question, they would have yet again another answer, and they would all be true. They would all be real, but the limitations that I experienced when I lived are not your limitations, nor will your limitations be the same 100 years from now. And in my present state of existence, as we discussed last time, do you recall?
Yes.
The limitations are different than the limitations that you experience now. And yet, there are times when you may experience different limitations than you are generally accustomed to. This is difficult to explain.
It's looking very fine, Jack. It's continuing to do very well.
The things that occur, the happenings that occur that seem to you impossible only seem that way because they are outside your usual limitations. Those limitations are not as a rock. They may change. Do you understand?
Yes. Is there a way that we can understand beyond our limitation? In other words, you are saying that God already has given us the capacity to do that. We just simply may not know how to do it. I read the other day that man can only be as big as his ideas. And maybe understanding the ideas may free us sufficiently, and it may be permitted to be freer.
It increases your choices. If you can see that there are, that those other choices do exist.
Yes. And apparently there's going to be an increase of awareness of those choices to many people, and we are to give assistance as those veils are being lifted over the minds of men. There has been a mental limitation to people, and we were told by others that this, the awareness of these limitations, or the limitations as an unawareness, the veil is going to be lifted. And we need the help in that transition to know how it is in that intermediate period.
Sometimes when you ask a question, it is difficult to answer, not because I do not wish to, but simply because the there is more than one answer. If you take this hand,
she was using that as an example.
That is all right. Now, what do your senses tell you? Where is she?
I wouldn't know.
What do your senses tell you?
My senses will tell me that she's near a river.
You do not understand. Your senses, what do they tell you? What is this that you have hold of?
If you're right there.
Your physical sense.
I feel a physical body.
Now.
And I'm holding the hands of Anne.
That is true.
The person who I know.
That is the limitation.
How can I hold Jane's hand?
She will tell you if you ask her. That she was somewhere else. And what you sensed is true, and what she tells you is also true. So there is more than one answer to that question.
You're saying that we can only sense partially and know partially, but never completely?
God is outside your time and outside the ways in which you measure things. By his power, he has created great and unfathomable things. But you may not follow those things to their source. If man could understand and reason about what God has created, there would be nothing to wonder at. And if we did not wonder, there would be nothing to tell us that his works far surpass what man can think and man's abilities.
Jane, help us this way. At the time you lived, what could you have done to increase your capacity to experience the state that you are in now? In other words, should one sit by a tree and find silence within one and listen? Should one pray more? What could you have done during the time that you were in matter and energies we know of that could transcend that state to be closer to the state that you are in now?
To fully experience that which is each moment that it is. It is not the same for each individual. Each must find his own, but that search must be made.
And Jane, does that search ever require that person in your state that they return again to be born again and to live again and walk again in this human form?
Require?
Or does, will it take a person to choose?
No. It, as has been discussed before, we have not had much opportunity to speak, you and I.
Yes.
Upon the death of a person, the physical death, our expectations very greatly determine what happens to us. Occasionally, I would choose rarely, a person will be so bent upon occupying another body that he is able to do this, as I am able to do this now. You see, it is possible to do that, but if it is accomplished at the precise instant before the soul that is meant to occupy that body is there, that person may have another life. It is a sad mistake, because the purpose of our life is to experience ourselves as individuals, not as many individuals, but as one only. And if you have another life, there is only confusion.
So that is not a pattern that is ordinarily repeated, or is it?
It may be allowed for that person to learn that it is a mistake.
Is there ever an occasion, or have you heard of occasions where a person was sent, a soul was sent with a particular mission, which they had to live again, take on another body?
I have not heard of that. It does not mean that has not occurred.
And what you mentioned, that sometimes that the soul will re-enter before the other soul gets there. What, in terms of our human experience, when is that? Is that the time of birth, the time of conception?
At conception.
And then, at that moment, there's somehow these souls that are so anxious to get back, crowd out the soul that has been assigned to that spot.
Crowd out.
Round
out. Yes, that would be sufficient.
And at the time of the person's ceasing to exist, or their death, is there an instantaneous, let's say, the moment that the breath leaves, is that the moment the soul or the spirit departs that form?
I do not know if it is the same for all. I can relate my own experience. I had left I had left before my spirit had left my body, before the body died, but not completely. But as I was in very great pain, sometimes that is allowed to prevent terrible suffering that had happened, and I could observe myself lying upon the rocks, if you understand what I mean.
You could like,
but I did not want to leave. And I was allowed to remain for a time.
And you say you were allowed to remain. Did you immediately experience the awareness of other beings about you, around you, talking with you?
There was one who came.
Was that your guardian? Or your guide? Your counselor?
Yes.
Recall what he said to you?
He asked me, he said, "Do you know what has occurred?" And I said, "Yes." But I did not wish to leave. I said, I wanted to tell my friends what had happened. This was my desire as I lay there in the snow. It was still my desire after. I was allowed to attempt to accomplish that. I could not, but I was allowed to make that attempt.
And you're in your soul state. Or
yes.
Being away from your body, you try to go to friends and alert them and speak.
They could not see me. They could not hear me.
And you remain in the same state now that you were in immediately after your soul departed your body?
No.
Could you tell me the difference now?
Immediately after, there is a form that you have that is like, similar to what you know of your physical body, but not not substantial.
Not substantial, right.
In appearance, it is very like what you are accustomed to. It is to be that way so that you will not be frightened. I do not need that.
In that form, do you feel, do you see, do you hear, do you think?
Yes.
Do you smell? In other words, you have your
The senses. If a person could not accustom themselves to lack of physical touching, they would be allowed to have that until they no longer needed it. You have what you need. Not everyone must have that.
Okay. You said that you no longer needed that. What? How would you describe the state you're in now?
How would I describe it?
Right, you said that after death, ordinary person appears in a form that's non-substantial. What form are you in at this time of your progress?
At this moment?
Well, okay, we
at this moment, I inhabit her form.
Okay. And before you came and inhabited her form, what, did you have a form?
Yes. Yes. It is not the same as... it is not as I experienced immediately after. If I may say, even less substantial. It is the farther away you go from the earth, the more we all become as one, and that is true of appearance as well. But there is still form. My counselors have no form. I still have form.
May you choose a form?
No, it is there.
Can you see your counselors? Or do you just feel them? You see them? But you see
I
them.
See them.
But they have no form.
That is true.
You have eyes? Or are seen on a different dimension?
It is not as you see.
But you, in other words, you still are able to, you know, as you recall when you were living, that you can picture things with your mind.
Yes.
Now, do you do the same thing? In other words, you have with your mind, of course, obviously not of a material mind, but you think, you see, you hear. Do you hear? Do you hear them talk, or is the mind in speech?
They do not, they can, but they do not always use speech. Some beings are able to relinquish the speech, the habit of speaking, sooner than others. I have given up the habit of speaking unless I am here, and sometimes that is why it is difficult for me to speak to you. I tell you, I am not accustomed.
Alright. We have time, and apparently you're not subject to time.
It is true.
So I was going to say, how do you spend your time in this state? In other words, or how do things progress? Are you on a planet? Or are you in another dimension that has no substantial things like clouds and water?
It is not substantial. It is not physical.
Right.
It is true.
True?
Yes.
Is it a pleasant place?
Yes.
The state? Is it happy, or is it enjoyable?
Those words are inadequate, but I cannot
find
another. It is nothing as you encounter here, and it is difficult to describe.
Do you like it where you are?
Yes.
You know,
but that is not true of everyone. And where I am is not the first place you go.
Okay. What's the difference? Or could you just
there are many differences. You go where you must for the learning that you must have. It is not the same for each.
I see. And then when you've learned what you need to learn, then where do you go next? You have a graduation ceremonies and you move on to the next
stage. It is not that simple.
I know.
We have very much to learn. And it continues. And it continues. When I go on, I will continue to learn.
May I also, what if some, you have someone that has, let's say, taken another person's life or murdered, and that person ceases to function or dies, does their soul come to the same area that you described that you personally did?
Yes.
And then what happens?
Well, perhaps not the same area, but one very like it, depending on what you must learn. I was guided to a particular area for my learning. Not everyone would be in the same area.
What if that person, let's say, goes to their grave, not believing in God or the Father or Jesus Christ, or having a commitment or a belief in the higher being of God, and they, let's say, they're atheists, they just don't believe any of these things. Do they go to these same areas?
What you expect upon that moment of your death is very likely what you will receive.
In other words, if you don't believe in what nothing has happened, or
if you do not believe in God, you will not experience Him until you have learned that your error. We come with our misconceptions and our wrong thinking, and we must learn differently. It may be more difficult for some than for others.
Jane, let me ask a couple questions about those who are going on up the ladder, understanding higher and higher. Help us come back and mirror the earth and those souls who want to remain in the areas. We get a number of calls to where a person will move into a home and will feel a cold atmosphere, may even hear argument or discords from older languages or older civilizations, and may want some help with this particular phenomenon. And yet the person himself may not be mentally ill, or in your terms, mad. Now, can the intensity of the person upon death remain in the area so that even affects the matter of
the intensity of the person?
Can the presence of a person after death, which decides to remain in an area, affect that area? In other words, you could not talk to other people following your death, but can there other people who so intensely want to relate have to remain in an area?
There are some, as we spoke of limitations earlier, there are some who, for a time, it is usually only for a time, are not bound by the limitations that usually bind them, and they may on these occasions experience a person. It is the person that you speak of that would be heard. The person does not lie in the ground. That is not the person. The person is what you mean.
I see, but it may take a very unusual person to sense the presence of that other person.
Unusual, or perhaps for some reason, they are in a different state of existence. It is only that when these things happen that the person is in a different state and the limitations are correct for the state that they are in, but not for the one that they usually inhabit.
All right, now, we have been told at times we may counsel those people who have died from this side if we go to a home or a place where this has happened.
That is true. Yes.
And so your counselors in your dimension may assist, but counselors with the knowledge you have given us to go to these homes.
I am sorry.
No, you're fine. No, you go ahead. I know what I'm going to say. If you understand what I'm going to say, that's fine, Jane. Go ahead.
If you wish to counsel them, they may hear you. They are aware of you if you are not aware of them. They will always be aware of you and may listen. They also may not. But they may listen to one who will counsel them even though they are in a different state.
Would it be wrong to use force, saying that in the name of Jesus, we ask you to leave this home so it may be inhabited by others? Would that be too forceful? Should it be a gentle appeal rather than a power struggle using the name of Christ? We don't like to give orders, but
if that individual had a strong belief, if that particular force using the name of Christ were effective on that individual, that is not always true. They will always exist, and if they choose to disregard you, you yourself may not enforce it. The force of that name depends on the effect it has upon the person. That force is not yours.
When you, in talking with your counselors, I presume that they were with you while you were still alive. And they were.
No.
No. Did you have guardians?
I had the one who came was my helper, as I am her helper.
Now, did they know that you were going to fall from the horse and you were going to die? Was that already known and understood? Have you found out later that was your time to die? Or was it just an accident that ended your life just suddenly without anybody knowing?
It is all known. I speak of free will, and it is true. This is another question that has more than one answer. It is It is known as it is known and chronicled what our actions will be, even though our will is truly free to choose.
It's a foreknowledge rather than a predestined type of thing. In other words, they know in advance, but it's, they know what you're going to choose. That is.
There is truly the freedom to choose, yes.
Does God, in His wisdom, at times, like you mentioned, that in tremendous pain the soul would leave, despair, the pain, does God sometimes take people's lives, or let's say allow that to happen, knowing that they cannot cope with pressures and problems or pain or whatever in the future?
I do not know. I have not had direct contact with God, and I do not know the answer to that question.
Right. Have you been told, Jan, that in some future time, I use the word time, that you will have some sort of form again? In other words, is there any projection of that happening again?
No, I have not been told that.
All right. You read your Bible when you were on earth, didn't you?
Some.
Okay, in the Revelation, the book of Revelation, it tells that when Jesus Christ returns a second time to this plane, this planet, that when He calls, the dead in Christ will rise and come forth in bodies that are perfect, no longer subject to disease, and all of that, and they'll be caught up with them. That's the resurrection of the dead. Do you remember hearing that?
I do not recall, because I did not study as I should. When I was small, we did learn the stories of the Bible, and particularly what Christ taught. I do not recall that of my own knowledge, but I think perhaps what they speak of would be the body that you have after death and not your physical body.
I understand that it's not a physical body, but the story is of a resurrection, that the dead will come forth. And I thought that perhaps that Christ coming back would bring these souls that do not have form or substance, and that maybe there was another progression at that point.
I can only speculate on what is meant. I think perhaps it may mean that those of us who have not progressed, and there is a great deal to learn, you are only beginning, that their knowledge will be increased greatly, and they will be brought forward.
Sure. Could you share with us briefly just a general description of the knowledge that you are learning?
I have shared very much with you . I am allowed to know more of what happens to others in this area and in areas below me know is not a proper word, but it will do. Areas that where there is less progress, where those individuals are who are not progressed, I am they wish me to do some counseling in some other areas at a future time, and I am being told what I need to know for that. I am told a little about what is ahead of me, but you must understand, at this time I am contented to be where I am, even though I wish to progress. It is difficult to explain.
Could you describe what your life, what your experience is right now? You say you're content. What is it like?
It is purposeful. It is satisfying. But there is also there is a longing to go on, which is difficult to explain, but there is a good balance. The longing to go on, to be with our Father, is balanced with the contentment that we feel.
Do you pray and worship?
Yes.
And are you taught?
Every moment.
I have one question, just for a very brief one. Sometimes back, you said, I would do well over here. That I was very curious, in what way would I do well over there if I were there?
I do not recall that
that's
time, what I meant at the time. I do not recall. I think perhaps I may have meant, because you are an explorer, you are seeking some do not. My papa spent his life on earth denying the need to seek out. And for some time after he died, you have not done that. And you recognize much that many, many do not.
Thank you, Jenny.
I have some responses and questions. I'm intrigued by some of the things that you've said. It sparks a lot of questions. Was there a phase of existence that I or the rest of us were in before we entered this body? There are several phases or plateaus or planes afterwards. Were we in some kind of existence before?
I have not been told that.
Or are you aware that you existed before you entered the body?
I have not been told. I do not need to know that. I can inquire, but I do not know if I will be told the answer.
No, you think it was just in the beginning of our learning, which I tend to agree. I just wonder if there is a step that we've already made, or two or three or four, before this body that you're not aware of.
That may be so, but since I have been, since I left the earth, I have been concerned with those who have lived upon the earth and my knowledge that has been told to me is of that time. I will inquire.
Okay, appreciate it. Now, are there, do you in the level where you are the levels you have been in since leaving the body, do you have emotions, sadness, anger, happiness, so?
Yes.
Okay. And what limits us? Earlier today you were talking about limiting. And about God removes the limitations. What will cause him to remove them or prevent him from removing them so that we can move farther, faster in the present body?
I do not understand your question.
We have something that keeps us from expanding our minds and our souls or whatever, all in the direction of God's, that he has for us. Is it that we are ignorant to do it? Is it we are not willing to do it? Is there something else that blocks us?
It is our limitation.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. What is or are our limitations? What limits me?
Your state of existence has certain limitations that are true for all. In some ways, it is also true that we limit ourselves. This is not our Father's limitation upon us, but something that we do to ourselves.
You said something about it wasn't time or God's time for the next movement.
Does he? And he is not within your time.
How can we move more toward his time, so to speak?
Cannot while you live on earth.
But I'm just fully convinced and feel it inside my whole being that there is so much more, I'll say, out there, wherever that is, that is waiting to be experienced and known and so forth. Is there anything I can do to be more open to allow that and cause that to go ahead and happen?
You wish to change your state of existence?
Not willing to not be in the body until God's ready.
It is not what I meant.
Okay, but yet, change meaning add to, expand, go farther.
There is not a solid line between what you know as real and what I know as real. It is not, the line is not as a wall.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do I move on beyond that one?
It may not be desirable for you to do that.
In that case, then, it's kind of up to God to plan my time.
You have freedom of choice.
So if I choose to move on?
I would ask for guidance. Do not do so without guidance.
Go ahead. I have a few more points or questions. You said something about the best way to do that was to fully experience the present. Could you elaborate a little more what that means?
is difficult for me to explain what I mean. When I lived on Earth, I was not aware that this must be done. And I did not learn it until some later time. It is not to be concerned with what is to come, not to live each moment. If you are concerned about preparing yourself for what is to come, you will not be prepared for what is.
That's good. I'm just excited about it.
About
what?
Oh, I am happy for you.
Good. Okay, three short ones. I think you can answer three shortly. If a wrong soul gets in, that you were talking about earlier, at the time the right soul was about to get in, is there anything God can do about it?
I do not mean to imply that that is a common occurrence.
But
it is not. Of course, God could, and He may, I do not know. I only know that I have been told that that has occurred. And that it was done for the learning of that individual.
When in the spirit form, or I'll call it, or in the form you're in, or have been in since death, did you know of other, well, in the form you were in immediately after death, while still around, chained between body area, did you know other people like you at that time, around their prior?
Did I? No.
Aware?
No.
Were you aware of
no.
any other
I may,
person?
No. I think it was probably that I was not aware. And not that they were not there.
Yeah, an ability to communicate with those others in that form. From that spirit to another spirit.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
If you are aware of them. That awareness is not, does not come automatically. It is not.
It's another growth. When you left your body,
is it a matter of permission on God's part rather than just a normal occurrence?
You will not have that until you are ready.
When you left your body, could you, during the suffering period, to avoid some suffering, could you have returned to the body if the body had not died?
Could I have returned to the body if it had not died?
Right.
I would have had no choice. That is not my choice.
In other words, just automatically would have. But you could have been out a little while the suffering was going on.
Yes.
Okay, that's...
But a living body has to have a soul.
It does. Mm-hmm. And I was there.
Really good labor, Mark.
How did the helper, you say you're a helper to Anne, how did the helper influence the person, the human that they're helping? In other words, how do you go about affecting her life? Or do you protect her if you see her about to step into danger or to a risk situation? I mean, in other words, how does that, how do you influence her?
I
Or is that a trade secret?
It is not a secret. I, however, do not wish to frighten her. I do not believe this answer would frighten her. No one is aware, usually, that they are being aided. They will think it is their own choice, their own thinking.
It's like we sometimes hear our own thoughts, or we're aware of our own thoughts. Can you somehow affect our thoughts to, you know, we deal with, try to think out a problem?
I must be careful not to interfere with free will.
Right. But you can put a plug in for the right way or the right side.
We may ask a question at a proper time so that that individual may think upon.
So do you reach that person into their mind in some manner, non-physical manner, and ask the question so that they perceive that question, they become consciously aware of that question?
They become aware of it as if they ask themselves that question.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me give you an example. A lady told me the other night that she was, as a girl, was in a situation where they were being bombed, or, you know, there was explosives coming down from the sky from airplanes. And she said that she knew that her home was going to be destroyed that one day. Before that, she hadn't been afraid, but she said, I knew that it was going to happen. And the next day, something very similar happened. And she said, I just knew it. Now, do you suppose that her helper gave her that, let's say, message or that, let's say, that awareness to help her to be safe or safe from that?
It is possible that is what happened. She may have also been in another state of existence, and in that state she would have known.
All right, how does that happen? You say she was in another state of existence. Now, she's never died. She was here still.
It is not necessary to die.
To be in another state of existence.
Yeah. It does occur with some individuals, not all.
All right, could you describe how that happens or what happens?
No.
No?
No.
Well, you say they're in another state of existence.
Yes.
We, our souls...
I may tell you that it happens. I may not tell you how it is accomplished.
Okay, but could you give me an example?
Because that is not something... If it occurs with the person naturally, if they learn this or it occurs naturally, that is all right. But it is not something that, it is not a game.
No, and I certainly agree wholeheartedly, but I'm just trying to understand what may happen, because I'm a physician and I treat people with mental or emotional illnesses, and if there are these things that happen, it would be useful to me to understand them.
If they have information that they would not have knowledge of in your state of existence, according to the limitations in which you live, they have been at that time in another state.
I've got a few questions here. If a person is very depressed and suicidal, which I've had experience, in other words, they don't really care about their body, is it more likely another spirit may enter that state? In other words, if one does not take care of what they have, we have instances where other voices have talked out of people when they became very depressed or did not care about themselves. Does that happen? Now, if you don't know some of these, there might be things you'd ask your counselors this time, and they can get back to you. See, some of these things, we would have no way of knowing from our finite ways of discerning. And so these are reasonable questions. From
I understand.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The answer is yes, that that may be a time when another could enter them if their situation is such that they are not fully occupying that space.
Then the real soul does not leave. I mean, the original soul does not leave. It is just jointly occupying.
It is not exactly that way. No.
Let me go ahead and use a couple of other things here. It can, sometimes these ones who talk to me speak in other languages, even though I may not understand their language, when I speak back to them, do they comprehend me in my language?
Yes, they should, yes.
Sometimes they can translate them, and sometimes I talk with them that I can't understand, but they seem to understand what I say.
That is more than likely true. These are probably a spirit who that is unwilling to acknowledge where they are and wishes to remain on earth.
Is there a way of dealing with those spirits that will be effective in assisting the person that we're trying to help?
It would not be the same for all. There will be those who are attempting to correct their error from where I am. And you may also attempt to do this. What would be effective would depend on that individual soul. So I cannot answer that question for all. They are counseled and told that what they have done is not right. They may not be forced out. Well, God could choose to do that. We must allow them the choice to make that error, even at the expense of the individual who normally inhabits that body.
You know, we're told in the Bible that at the time of Christ that he cast out evil spirits out of people that were possessed of evil spirits. I don't know what they meant by that, but there is a history in the Bible of that occurring. Christ was able to accomplish that. I believe the disciples did that also through the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, that would have been done. That is not the same as what we do here. You cannot compare a person such as myself with what Christ does. It is not
to be
compared.
But what I'm saying is that you're describing these souls that try to re-enter someone else's occupied body.
Yes.
And that's, let's say, that doesn't sound like it's a good thing.
It is not, but it does occur. It is allowed.
And there's nothing we can do.
There is less that prayer is always helpful, but there is less that you may do.
They can understand us as we counsel them, no matter what that spirit is. It can hear us.
It can always hear.
And understand.
Yes. We know what occurs with you where you do not always know what occurs with us.
I have two other questions. Dr. Templeton kind of asked with the leading question. He said there are no bodies then without spirits. And I want to re-ask that. And he said we see people in very sick hospital wards that are very strange. almost like there was not anybody in there. We don't know whether that's a physical illness or a soul problem. Are there bodies which do not contain souls? Now, you may or may not know that, but it's a good question.
If they are, if they are living beings,